Hey, Kristen.
Hey.
Are you going to WolfCon?
I am, yeah. Are you gonna go?
I will not be there in person. No, I'll be remote.
Okay, yeah. I just got my tickets and everything last week.
So have you been to Kansas City before?
It's been a little while, but there was something in Kansas City that I went to for a work meeting. I don't remember what group it was now.
I went. I have relatives in Kansas, and so I've been to Kansas City a bunch. But for work, I went there once for an MLA when I was working with EBSCO, Medical Library Association meeting, and I was supposed to be there. I can remember because that was the first time I'd ever gone to that, and I was covering for somebody else, and I had never been to. I was only supposed to be there for a day and I ended up being there for 3 days because of travel issues, like lost flights or whatever, canceled flights. Was pretty good though. It was a pretty good little downtown.
Yeah, if I have a chance, I want to go to the art museum. Mostly because I want to see the giant shuttlecock that's in front of the art museum. Like, I just love Klaus Oldenburg. I think he's like my favorite sculptor. So, any opportunities to see work in person is good.
Nice.
Which city?
Kansas
Kansas
City.
City?
Huh.
Okay. Honestly, I didn't even look what they got to offer there. I should. Sounds like interesting. How's it going?
Oh, well, how are you guys doing?
Yeah, doing
All
all
right.
right.
Schlepping into the week.
Yeah, I know Kirsten is racing towards her vacation.
Yes. 3 days to go.
Ooh, nice.
So
But a lot of
I put the agenda in our Zoom chat. I think this is going to be it probably for the group. I'm going to be the moderator. Boaz is the note taker. The next meeting is the 28th. Do we have anybody that wants to volunteer for either the moderator or note taker next week? Is
I can
that,
do either one.
go ahead, sorry.
Oh, I can do either one.
Okay, you pick.
All right, I will be a moderator.
That leaves you, Kirsten.
On
Oh,
vacation.
you're on vacation. Oh, no.
Please
So,
see this line here.
yeah, can we just volunteer Joe then because he's not here or Susan?
I'm sure that they will do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're here. That's fine.
Perfect. Okay, so I think we had some activity to plan for a message. I don't know if the message has the message gone out.
It has not. And I was supposed to start doing it, and I did not. So I'm going to do it today. Sorry.
Okay.
It's going to be good to know what I'm saying, but we'll see soon.
Right.
Do we? I think what we needed is an answer who's going to be there. And I don't know if we got anywhere with those answers. Which wasn't Joe supposed to look for like some people? And
Yeah, I think we're going to need to check in with him because he had some action items on there. So.
okay.
So Edwin was confirmed. Either me, both myself and Wayne
Okay.
are are available. And so I don't know if you guys have a preference. If you want Wayne there because of him being in person.
I think it would be good because we're going to have some other people on Zoom, just not to have the whole thing be on Zoom.
Yeah, okay. So I'll make sure that Wayne will be there, and Mike will just be I will just be there as a member of this group.
Okay.
So we don't need Martina any longer because Edwin confirmed already, right? We just need one. That's
Right.
great.
Yep. And Kristen, I
Christopher.
know that you said you're still working on hearing back from Autumn.
Yeah, I did not get an answer from her. So I don't know if she's out on vacation either, you know. So I can, you know, her Zoom indicates that she's here, but people don't always, or not Zoom or Slack, people don't always update that. So I can try reaching out again today because it's been a week and
Okay. So Sarah is confirmed.
Sarah's confirmed she did say it would be on Zoom, so
Okay. And have you talked to Alexis? Is she sort of like our fallback if
Alexis was
Autumn?
our fallback. I know she's going.
Okay.
I was just thinking if we were trying to get a more diversity of voices.
Right. And I don't suppose anybody's heard from Christopher at EBSCO.
No, that was, I think, Joe who was.
Joe. All right. So we have finalized the questions. So you have.
In German, you say "jein." It's a combination of yes and no.
I never heard of that. That's so cool.
I just realized I said it in German. I'm sorry.
Jein, that's good.
Jein, because I please have a look in my summarized results. And when we are looking into that, we find that we asked most of those questions already. And can you open it up, Kristin?
Yeah, now I have access. Thank you.
Okay. And
So, what were the other things you found that we should be asking that we're not asking?
I found out that the questions we already asked are in the meeting in May, where do you think the folio community is particularly strong and where does it need improvement? Are the ways that folio can be strengthened as a community product and what should be next steps? And that is not so far away from the questions we already asked. And then I let ChatGPT summarize all the answers and bring them together. And my idea, and it's really just an idea, I don't want to turn everything upside down, is that we have a look in this state. I mean, there are some areas that nearly everybody was mentioning, and then go the next step. I mean, we asked for the next step for WolfCon, so discuss possible actions and the solutions, and discuss necessary governance changes. That would be a little bit more, not again back to what we already asked, but a bit more forward, but it is more challenging to do so because it's the next step. I
Yeah.
don't know if people are, I mean, maybe we need to tell the people who are on the panel these questions before so that they can think about it and are not surprised.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that Sarah's going to come in with this is what the governance needs to do as much, you know what I'm saying? Like maybe she's got some thoughts there. Her strength has really been about like the user experience with Folio and getting Folio to do a
Maybe
library
we can
work.
tweak this. This was just my spotlight after I read through all of this, and I said, "Oops, maybe do we do this again, or how can we in go a step further?" And I mean, if we have Sarah on the panel, we can maybe think about a better question so that she feels at the right spot as well. And it's just an idea. If you say, hey, no, it's okay, I'm fine.
So I'm going to admit that I'm struggling a little bit to get to wrap like to get a mental model or image of what this meeting is going to go like. Do we have a document yet that or sort of slides or any sort of guiding document?
Nope.
Not now. Maybe it's a good idea to start such a thing.
Yeah, that feels helpful.
You know, I am still, I don't know if that's kind of where you're going with this, Kirsten, but we talked just in the end of the last meeting about reactions to the new models, kind of the development, how do we help me with the term because I don't remember the name of those models that we came
The
up.
blueprint, the community-driven development, and the network
Yeah.
contribution paper.
Yeah.
I can still sing it. I'm nearly singing them.
That's cool. Don't you think that that can be really interesting? Like, kind of, like, 'cause we wanted to give some homework to the people that are coming to kind of reread, like that stuff, and kind of maybe we can talk about the promise that those have to the members, like what the like is there anything that we need to think more about, like a little bit like what we did already, the questions we have, but like sort of more about those particular documents or ideas, instead of it being general about like Folio and,
I know what you mean, but these documents are right now with the community council and are discussed there.
okay.
So they will be discussed at least two more times before the WorkCon. And they are already out there for several months.
Right.
Even there, I would. What I would love is the next step to discuss the next step. Now we have had that documents.
Yeah, that's
And
what I need.
so that I don't know if you are going to the you can go to the community council and then with the outcome they are providing, trying to infuse that discussion to go forward. I mean, in two community councils, they won't have a perfect solution ready. I'm just not sure if this is a little bit too difficult for people in a panel.
Maybe.
So, are you sort of thinking maybe, I mean, knowing that this would end up getting routed back to the community council, we have information that you put together on what people want in Folio. We have these proposals that have been out there. Are we at kind of maybe asking people on the panel? These are things that people have expressed that they want in the project. Do you think that these changes are going to take us further there? Or do you have, like, should we be talking about ways to enhance and improve upon the proposals to help meet these realize, help meet these goals that have been discussed at previous members' meetings? Would that
Yeah, I like that. I also like it's an opportunity for the members subjectively to answer those questions, right? Like they're like in community council, there's not enough time for people to express, why they feel strongly about this particular direction that the documents or models are expressing, but that's going to be a way for, like EBSCO to say this is a great direction because of whatever X, Y, and Z, or like kind of even member organizations that are not like the biggest, like it's kind of interesting to know what they're going to be getting out of it, like honestly, because like I'm Not sure. I'm not sure. You know, like the maybe it's innovation, maybe, you know, like so I think there's value coming from the members out, like looking at those documents and kind of drilling deeper into the value proposition for those, and if there's something missing, like what you're saying now, you know, like maybe they're like, okay, we would be endorsing it, but we really need more debt, you know, or something. I don't know if it's too
I like your
complicated.
idea. I like your idea. How do we put that in three questions on a slide, like what Mike, are you doing such a document right now? You look so concentrated.
Yes, it's copied over the other document, the previous members meeting document.
We know each
And
other so well that we know now what we do when we're not even doing anything that we're expressing. It's unbelievable. Like you all know that I'm not taking notes, for example. I'm sure you do. Like, the way I do it is just afterwards. Like you know that too. And thank you, Mike, for doing that stuff, 'cause
So can my do we manage to put three a little bit more forward-thinking questions together? I mean, we need to share something in advance, I think. At least Edwin is not a natural speaker, so I'm just helping him here.
No, I think everybody wants to have something in advance, and you know.
definitely, with the panelists need to have a heads up on what it is that we're going for here, because that's not like an easy thing to come up with on the fly. I think there's value in trying to do something that, even if it's a little complicated, because if we have addressed already in the past those very general questions, like it kind of feels like we want to elevate the dialogue in the members' meeting to feel real in terms of the timing, you know, and this is all happening right now. So, like, there's something genuine, you know, like about us trying to do that, I think.
I mean, we do already have some kind of structure, right? When I'm looking at our planning in the meeting notes, we have a good central topic. I mean, we can take this central topic, and we have the short introduction for each person. So
Yep.
we need to drill a little bit on the come up with predetermined questions in advance. And maybe even then the last question already we can maybe leave in, but you need to work on them when the next community council has happened, if they are still appropriate and a good idea. It depends a little bit how the discussion goes there. So that needs to be done more or less quite shortly before the WolfCon.
Right.
But these two here are very, very, maybe we can do it. We asked that more or less already. Mike, do you have an idea? You're always so good in such things.
I'm realizing that a lot of this discussion happened when I was not around. And so I'm trying to catch up. And so I'm looking at the document, the notes, the running notes that we have. And I see the central topics. So I'm going to share my screen, so we're all on the same page, literally. So I see that this is, so this is the high level thing that we want the panelists to talk about. Is that true?
Let's go with that, because like we weren't like
Until we have a better idea, it's
yeah.
working.
Okay. All right.
Like for me, that sentence meant like a library platform and not a library management system. You know, going back in time to those good days.
Okay. And so that we're gonna ask them, the panelists, to be prepared to talk about this. And do we need to seed that with more sort of sub or specific points? I mean, does everybody know?
If you scroll a little bit, no, other direction.
Okay.
Wait, where are you? And up. Up.
Keep going,
Oh,
okay.
yeah. Stop. So this one.
Okay.
I think what you're sort of saying, Kirsten, maybe, is if we have a short introduction and then we have the question about the gap between where Folio is and what the vision of Folio is. And then we have a question about how the new models might help fill this gap or what they think, how they think they could fill the gap or not fill the gap. We don't really need the questions about what do they see as the benefits of membership and what do they want the member community.
Exactly, because we already asked that 3 times.
Right.
Yep.
I was surprised because I completely forgot. When I walked through all this old material, I thought, oh yeah, okay, have that was there already.
So I think we're going with the follow-up question instead of the benefits. And then saying, like kind of similarly, are those getting us closer? Like I guess maybe the theme is the distance, and the new models is the question that are being asked,
Are the new models the tools to bridge that distance?
Right.
And that's not good English, but I hope you understand what I wanted to say.
Yep.
And we just need to make a note in the notes that we think about sending the recent discussion from Community Council and Technical Council out shortly before WolfCon, because maybe the original papers are not state of the art any longer.
Right. I mean, to be honest, like there is something. Just actually, is CC gonna have a meeting too with
I think they meet on Friday. First, they meet in a tree council meeting,
Okay.
and then they meet every council for itself. And all meetings are open, so we can all sit in and contribute if we want.
Right. So, like, I'm asking just because we don't want to duplicate necessarily like things that are going to be on the fly. If like the CC meeting happening, when is our meeting? I forgot now. First day.
It's on, wait. It's in the notes on top. Just a sec.
Okay.
It's on Wednesday. Wednesday morning.
Okay.
As a
Well,
morning in Kansas City.
okay. Well, you know what? Then actually, it's not that bad because then on Friday, when CC is getting together, they can also take into account what people were saying in this meeting.
Exactly.
And it may be good to have a little bit deeper dive from the member's perspective on those documents before CC gets back into the room on Friday to talk about, like what the people are saying, because they may hear, like, Edwin saying something they didn't think about related to those documents that are now being shared. And so there's value, I think, in even if the documents are in process, it's fine. I don't think we need to like necessarily worry that much that they're in the complete form and all of that. Like getting feedback from the members is a good practice,
I agree.
I agree as well. I just want to make sure that we don't start back in March, but acknowledge everything that happened in between as well.
All right, so we're at the bottom of the hour almost. So I will put these set of slides in the notes
Okay, so what's
if they're
our
not already there.
goal for the next meeting then? Like, what do we want to have done by then?
I'll use the slides now to write an email reaching out to the members. I know, Kristen, you shared with me a way to share, I think we were talking about how to email that invitation to people. So you think that it may work that way?
Yeah, definitely.
And then we'll need the confirmations from Joe and you, Christine, and then we're done, right? And then we can hopefully get it going. Anything
Yeah,
else?
I'm just check. Give me a sec. If there is an additional, so the email list is definitely existing and maintained because I maintained them. It no, there's no member Slack channel. Doesn't seem to.
But we use the emails that you're using for the SMLC work.
Yeah, the thing is that if you're sending it out before Tuesday, I can forward it to the three or four members that refuse to be on this email list. I can pick that up and do that. And I'm seeing your email, I simply forward it.
So I'll put up a draft of the email in our Slack channel for everybody to approve before it's going to you, Kirsten.
Yeah. Mike, while you're still here, Grand Valley State, isn't that a customer of Index Data?
No, that's a customer of EBSCO's.
Oh, okay, because they never respond to anything, not to emails, not on the list. Okay, I can just try.
Okay, cool.
Good.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you guys. So take care.
Have a good time, and if I'm really needed, you can just ping me. But otherwise, I would ping you shortly before Wolfcon what my job is.
Enjoy your vacation.
Yes. Have a great vacation. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you so much. Bye bye. See you.